This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Lily Chai. New York pizza. I remember seeing it on American food TV shows and I was so shocked that a slice of New York pizza is almost as big as my face. I always wondered when I could go to New York to try it out and witness the size of it, but I'm glad that I don't need to do that no more because Phil's Pizza has brought New York to Malaysia. Phil's Pizza started in August 2020 with its first outlet in Bangsar selling pizzas. This pizza place is founded by Sarah Rashid and Philip Dominic. They sell New York pizzas with the aim to bring speed and convenience to pizza lovers while keeping it fun, casual, and trendy. Sarah and Phil are both in the studio with me today to share their pizza story, business operations, and future plans. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lily.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us about how Phil's Pizza came about.
Yeah, so we had the idea of Phil's a few years ago when we had a trip to the States. We had actually a very short trip. It was a 9-day trip. And when we were at New York, we saw this pizza joint. It's called Two Bros. And they serve pizza by the slice and it's a dollar slice. So I thought to myself how convenient it was like to bring this concept back to KL. And actually, after the trip, we had the first lockdown and we had to stall our plan of opening Phil's. Only after the first lockdown, we found a small lot in Bangsar, which is a half lot shop. And I told Sarah, like, we actually found a half lot and let's open up the pizza joint. Yeah. And it happened just very quickly.
Yeah. It was 3 weeks that we have to decide whether yes or no. So, yeah, I said, let's do it.
Right. Yeah. So, did any one of you come from a culinary background?
Yes, I'm a chef by profession and I'm a French chef. But earlier on, I was in the hotel industry and most of my years was opening up restaurants in hotels. And most of my experience was at doing the Italian cuisine and such. And I always had the love for pizza. But after the New York trip, it came to a different standpoint. Like, you actually can serve pizza by the slice and it's so convenient and you don't have to buy the whole pie to enjoy like every slice of what they had to offer. So that's when I said, yeah, let's make it convenient. And just try to execute this idea.
Right. Okay, so the first thing that caught my eye when I see Phil's Pizza Instagram page was the visuals, right? Phil's Pizza's visual identity is very retro. Like your social media posts, your packaging, they are all very 50s inspired. So how and why did you decide that this is the direction that you want for Phil's Pizza, this brand?
Okay, I mean, I'll talk on the food side at first. We want a product that is, in a way, healthier than the average pizza. That's why our dough is like semi-organic and the way the, our sauce are made and all, it's very much different than the normal style of New York pizza. But also, my motive is we don't want the brand to be overshadowed by the product too much because everyone makes pizza. Everyone has their story to tell, but we know that we have a good slice for people to enjoy, but we want the brand to speak of its own. Yeah. So I will let Sarah explain more on the visual because that is more of a side.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So for me, I do most of the branding and the direction of the brand. Honestly, when we opened, I didn't have the clear, it's not like I 100% figure out what should it looks like. So we first started with, we pick the colors, yellow and orange. And then after that, we rolled the ball from there. And then when the first few months we opened, I realized, oh, we actually have a lot of local creative that can showcase their work, not only through Instagram, but through our stickers, through our signage, to our packaging and all. So I feel this is a new medium that they can showcase their work. So we started with Diane Kucing Miso that did our signage with Pac-Man. So basically Pac-Man, I just realized and I just read after that. Pac-Man actually inspired by pizza. The whole pizza and they cut into slices. That's how they come up with a Pac-Man idea. So yeah, when I pick that one, like a Pac-Man, I don't really relate to pizza or anything. Just the color, it looks fun and all. And then I told Diane, let's go for it. And then from there, I really enjoy working with all the creative and I don't really limit myself. Like, oh, pizza, anything must be related to pizza. No, I pick whatever I like. Then I just make it related lah. From Instagram and all, because for me, my day-to-day hobby, I like to read and collect magazines, like Monocle and all those. So I read a lot the new ideas and how to twist whatever that we love from what we read, even it is not related. For example, when I read about interior design and all, and I try to execute in pizza way. Hmm. Yeah. So that's why we come up with 3D vending machines, all those vinyl moving, and yeah, checkered.
Right.
Yeah.
So visuals are everywhere. It aids your marketing as well, I believe. Your presence is quite strong considering you have more than 6,000 followers on Instagram right now. So how do you experiment with your content? How do you navigate that, oh, this is effective content, we should continue doing this, and which are ineffective?
Okay, honestly, I don't really study that much. Like, how should I tackle the followers? Because for me, the first step was I do what I like and I do what I enjoy doing it. So when I try that method and I feel, oh, actually people love it. But sometimes, right, for me, like social media, it's a lot of try and error. It's not people like all the posts. Some posts, it's not much respond. But this is the phase that we have to try and error and just believe in what we do, stay in our lane and just experiment things.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So speaking of that, how much capital was invested initially into this business?
For an outlet, it's very low. But we had to invest in the location that portrays the brand. So our option back then was we only wanted the first outlet to be in Bangsa at Telawi. So I asked a friend to search for us and we got exactly 3 half lots that we wanted lah for the brand. And we took one. And half of the investment goes into the deposit actually because Bangsa rental is quite high for even for a half lot. And another half of what we allocate, we use it for the capital and for some running costs for at least about 3 months. Yeah, and we managed to execute that. I believe we spent about less than 120K.
Wow.
Yeah, to for the rental and for the rental deposit and for the outlet. Yeah. And most of the equipments that we got was from secondhand use rent secondhand it's like a hotel use supply, yeah. Because at that point, a lot of restaurants and premises were closed and all. And we are fortunate to find products that we wanted, especially like a Italian oven, wood oven. I mean, a stone oven for the New York slice. Yeah. And we managed to do so with a very low budget. Yeah.
Okay. So let's dive into your products. What makes you different from other pizza shops is you offer individual slices of pizza and the serving is as big as the actual New York pizza, right? So why did you decide to do individual slices? Is it because it's a more practical decision besides being inspired by your trip to America? Is it because it's more practical where you can sell more but produce less?
In a way, that is actually very true. It's like you make one SKU, one product, but you actually can sell times 8. So one pie is 18 inch and it's cut to 8 slices. In a business sense, you can actually produce 30 pie, let's say, and you can times 8. So that's actually the amount that you can sell more than an individual slice. And for me, we love all the other pizza brand that we go to. Like back then, we go to Pizza Mansion.
Yeah, we go to Pizza Mansion a lot.
And we go to Proof. Yeah. And even sometimes late night Domino's and all. Like, we are not biased of any pizza that we eat. We love pizza. I mean, I grew up making pizza since I was 13. Yeah, when I first started cooking and such. And I love the Neapolitan style, the Roman style, any style. What I believe, like, what makes sense to our personality right now is selling it by the slice. The initial idea was to bring convenience, but actually it attracts different market because of the Instagram post, the social media post that Sarah, the style of her doing it. And we capture a different market from being wanted to be like convenient and such.
Yeah. Right. So are your pizzas all handmade or is there any automation production in the process?
All of it, like from the first to the last, everything is handmade. The dough is mixed and then we portion it and all. And the sauce is also like handmade. The cheese that we get, it's already grated, but it's not that we grate it in-house. But the way that we form the dough is handmade. It's hand tossed, and then we put it on a mesh, like a very typical aluminium mesh that we cook at a very high heat in the oven. Yeah.
So usually when we handmade things, sometimes the consistency and the quality will get lost in between, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you ensure that the quality is consistent for all your orders, for all your pizzas?
Different pizza maker, different pizza chef has their own way of opening the dough. But we try to standardize as much as we can. Granted that it is a manual procedure like to open a pizza, but there's also a lot of quality checks that goes on into every outlet. Like some chefs, they like to stretch the dough from the middle to the mid. And some chefs, they like to stretch the dough mid and to the end of the dough. So it gives a different crust to the outcome of it. Yeah, I mean, we face this inconsistency at times, but we try to rectify it so that it is quite...
It's not so obvious.
It's not so obvious that it's like some chefs have different style. Like we try to make it like, please try to do it this way so that, you know, like it's consistent and all.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, got it. Right, it's time for us to take a short break for some messages, but don't go anywhere. I'm with Sarah Rashid and Philip Dominic, the founders of Phil's Pizza, here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Burgers from Mamas. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9. I'm Lily Chai. I'm here in the studio with Sarah Rashid and Philip Dominic, the founders of Phil's Pizza. So before the break, we were talking about the products, the genesis of the brand. I want to ask, how did you decide on what pizza toppings to offer? And were there any research or, you know, to get a little bit of what the Malaysian crowd likes?
Actually, we had the first lockdown was a period of 3 months. So all the R&D is actually at home. And when we got the keys, we only had 2 weeks to execute the renovation works and the product. All of the R&D, my reference point is Sarah. It's like what you like. I always ask her, what do you like on a pizza? And some of it, it's what people normally likes, like the pepperoni. It's very basic, but it's a must have. The chicken, the hot wings, throughout MCO, like I tried lingam sauce. I tried a lot of sauces, like the Mexican hot sauce,
sriracha
sauce. Like, and then I found that lingam tastes nice with pizza and pineapple sugus. The idea of it is simply like just from smoked duck, and pineapple, but I just changed the term to sugus, like, because the pineapple that we get are like those really sweet ones. Mm-hmm. So it's like very, very lame idea. And I literally came out like within half an hour, the product. And the meat la pino, which is the bolognese and the pickled chili. And the pickled chili we made in-house, inspired by the pan mi or the wantan mi style pickled chili, the local ones. Yeah. So
it's mostly based on what you, both of you, like.
Yes,
on
yeah.
the pizza.
The reference point was based on what we like.
Right. So are you going to change the menu in the coming future based on what your customers like and what they demand from you?
Yeah, as we have the opportunity to expand further, we will definitely increase the choices, the toppings, and we would like to create something not so adventurous, but something more local in a way. Yeah, that people would want to have, yeah.
Okay, tell me, where do you source your ingredients from?
Most of the vegetables are local, but the sauces are imported and the cheese are imported, yeah. It's an American brand that we get. Mostly, the products are imported products, yeah.
So, are you looking to source nationally, considering like the supply chain disruptions that has been going on for the past few months? Are you looking towards, you know, sourcing in the country?
Let's break down the, like, in pizza, there's three main ingredients, like, which is the dough, the sauce, and the cheese. If you get to the first one, the dough, there is a lot of flour manufacturer, but the grains aren't local. Produce, yeah. It's from Canada, it's from Europe, and they can mill here, but it's not as easy to get it local. Like the tomato sauce, they only have a certain variety of tomato products, which is the tomato paste, and it is not for pizza use, as pizza sauces are more lighter, like less robust taste. And the cheese, there are certain cheese maker, but it just couldn't cope to our volume that we use in a month. Yeah.
Mm.
So therefore, like, it's not so consistent, and it's not a long-term decision that we can make as of now.
Okay, let's talk about the prices of your pizza. One slice of pizza can range from 8 ringgit to 14 ringgit, while a 12-inch whole pizza can range from 49 ringgit to 72 ringgit. Usually, a fast food personal pizza only costs about 15 ringgit. So how do you justify your price point? Do you consider, like, the price of the ingredients, your overhead, things like that?
Yes, yeah. We also include the volume of a type of pizza that we can do. Because we specialize in slices or 18-inch, and the volume is made towards that. Therefore, the prices of slices is relatively cheaper than a whole pie. And even so, we could not bring down the price of the 12-inch, because it's not what we can produce extensively compared to the slices.
Mm-hmm. So you also make your own soda. One bottle is 9 ringgit. Why do you make your own instead of just pairing them with, you know, traditional soft drinks?
Exactly. Like, we also ask ourselves that. Like, why do we make our own soda? We tried sourcing. But, you know, when you come up with a business concept, you always want it to be very individual, like in a way, have its niche stand out. And we actually asked someone to make for us, and wanted a local factory to produce their brand for us. But when we tasted some really local ones, it wasn't consistent. And we also had logistic costs to bring in the product, like, from other states. Yeah, so I told Sarah, like, why not we make our own soda? Get a soda gas, get the cable, produce our own carbonated water, and then buy our own cordial so that we can create the sugar level that we want, like a soda of our dreams.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's how we got the idea of it. Yeah.
Mm. With recent food price hike, right? The cost has been increasing, I think, your ingredients-wise, right? Do you foresee yourself adjusting the prices in the future to maintain your profit margin?
Definitely, I can't deny that the profit margin has gone slimmer throughout these 2 years. The prices of imported goods are tremendously expensive. It's increasing over the month, actually, depending on the stock that they have internally in the country. And when there's new shipment coming in, prices increase. That's what we are facing now, even for domestic users and such. But as of now, what we can do is, I mean, I tell Sarah every day, like in a way, every week, prices are increasing. Okay. But that's my job scope in the business, and she don't really understand the importance that much. But what we can do, we always ask ourselves, what we can do if we don't increase the price? How can we maintain the price? Is to bring in more business to the company so that we have an average that we can net every month. Yeah, so that is the question that we ask ourselves. Because if you want to increase the price, eventually you need to do it like every month because there's a price hike. But how can we justify our profit by not increasing the price? So we try to find as much opportunities as we can to make sales from
it. So are you profitable now?
In a way, yes, we are profitable, but we also reserve our income for expansion. Even a small expansion need an amount that is more than before because everything has gone up. And what we do with our cash flow is that we reserve most of it. We don't declare any profit yet, but we use it to roll for other example like events. So that's how we manage.
Okay. So you have two physical outlets now, one in Bangsar and one in Rex KL, right? So why did you decide that you want Bangsar to be your first outlet?
Okay, because for me, right, whenever you want to portray a brand, the first impression is very important. So that's why when we decided to open the first outlet, I clearly wanted it to be in Bangsar because that's how I want to portray the brand and the first target market that I want to aim. So when we discussed, I said, okay, for the first few outlets, maybe we open somewhere that we want first. And after that, once people already recognize the brand, then only we can open scattered.
Right. So when did you decide, okay, I want to open a second one, and why is it in Rex KL?
Okay, Rex KL actually is considered unplanned because I always visited a friend of mine, which is Stella. And then they approach us and then they say, let's open a pizza shop here one because they don't have a pizza shop in Rex KL. That time still, not to say MCO, like partially, right?
Yeah, after the first.
And then I said, okay, let's try because the location they give is considered entrance and we don't have to do much renovation since it is not a lot. I really love Rex KL visions, their vision and all, because it used to be an old cinema and the location, also the idea when they, what they say, repurpose the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I say, okay, let's try.
Right. So on your website, these two outlets are just available for drive-through. But on your social media channels, there are mentions about dining in. So can customers dine in these two outlets?
Dine in? Yes. For now, for Bangsar outlet, because indoor seating, we converted into production area. So like boxes and a lot of sources need more space. The Bangsar outlet, quite limited, the seating, but still can sit around 10 pax outside. Meanwhile, Rex KL, it's considered food hall. Mm. So basically, they can just buy the pizza and sit anywhere.
Right. Yeah. So from what I gather, people just buy and take away. They don't usually dine in. Your main revenue is not from dining in, but more on takeaways.
Not really, actually. A lot of dining. Okay, what's the difference between dine in and takeaway for me? Dine in and takeaway both give you different experience. Like for takeaway, they love the idea of huge pizza. Whenever they buy for takeaway, they tend to buy more. So for us during MCO, right, of course, the traffic way lesser, but then the sales was there because they tend, even two of them want to eat, they will buy the whole pizza. Meanwhile, if you are dine-in, you just order one slice and one soda. Both for me, takeaway and dine-in will give you different experience. Meanwhile, yeah, when you dine-in, you can open the soda and then you can just, you know, take photo of the stickers and yeah, such. Okay. Meanwhile, when you take away, you bought the whole pizza by the pool and pizza party at home.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Okay, so how big is your team currently?
Oh, that's a good question. Like we have less than 10 management team, which are currently full-timers. And we also have a lot of part-timers for the few outlets. We currently have one pop-up outlet, which is at Tiffin at Central Depot. I can see that we have around 15 to 16 team members. Yeah, full-time right. and part-timers. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what are your future plans moving forward? Looking for expansion or franchising, licensing, any plans of sort?
Yeah, definitely licensing as of now, like because we are still less than 3 years to be a franchise and such, but definitely looking forward into licensing and other business opportunity as in to grow the outlets or to have a bigger space for our production so we can also tap into the convenience market, which is supplying convenience store and such. Yeah.
Right. For us, okay, because one thing about me and Philip, we always have different opposite opinion and directions. For him, he want to go, of course, convenient and scattered and accessible. Yeah. Meanwhile, for me, I want all outlets to be personal. And I want to be all outlets and, you know, entertain all customers. But we have to be realistic and see the numbers in order for us to sustain. So we plan to open, yeah, not only outlets. For me, I enjoy Frozen Pizza Factory, something like that, with clear SOP. Because what I learned throughout the years, company establishment depends on the, you know, how strong your SOP is, how you, you know, provide the job tasks to the staff and all.
Yeah, we want a business that is quite hands-on. But yeah. on the other hand, we want a business that are very automated as well. Even if we have manual labors, as in employees, we want it to run smoothly. I mean, we take a lot of inspiration from all other big brands. Even how they scale out, like globally, they still have very strong SOP that each business owners strive for. Right. And granted that we have very opposite ways of doing things, like me and Sarah, but we try to make that a value that we need to have things standardized as much as we want it to be personal. But when we grow, it must be scalable and it must be profitable. It must feed our soul as well, like right. what we love doing, what actually we live for.
Mm. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing your growth in this space.
Thank you so much
for spending time with me today. I'm here with Sarah Rashid and Philip Dominic, the founders of Phil's Pizza. If you miss any part of this show, you can go ahead and download the podcast on our website, bfm.my, or the BFM app that is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. I'm Lily Chai, and this has been Open for Business here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.